Len Stewart speaks. Attorney Len Stewart has a long and distinguished career as a radical lawyer who has worked on cases that most lawyers look down their noses at. Today, for taking on the case of the blind Egyptian sheikh, Abdel Omar Rahman, a man charged with inspiring the first bombing of the World Trade Center, and trying to defend his case publicly, Stewart and her colleagues and co-defendants, professional Arabic translator Mohammed Yusri, and paralegal Ahmed Abdel Sattar, stand convicted of aiding and abetting terrorism. At the heart of the case, almost unbelievably, are prison regulations called SAMs, or Special Administrative Measures, which are designed to isolate prisoners. Stewart and the other lawyers signed these regulations, never thinking that the state would use these rules put in place by the U.S. Bureau of Prisons to actually interfere with legal representation of their client. Of course, they were wrong, and in a recent interview, Stewart explained what lay behind the convictions. She said,
I really do think there is a pervasive fear out there. I think that the government, you know, when we talk about fascism, we talk about textbook fascism, but really, you know, it's an emotion more than anything else. And I think that the jury bought into, we have to protect the country, and the way to do that is to back the government. You know, it's classic to say, if we do what the government tells us, if we do what the government thinks best, then we will be safe. Which raises that other question, doesn't it, about whether an empire abroad can ever have a democracy at home.
Stewart explained the alleged basis of the SAMS violation.
After Sheikh Omar was convicted, he was sent to middle of America, and that wasn't good enough for the government, so they imposed on him these very harsh prison regulations. He was only allowed one phone call a month to his family and one a week to his lawyers, and that was it. He was not allowed to communicate with the media at all. And there were various other things as well. No outside visitors who were not family, not even for religious reasons. So these very, very restrictive regulations were put in place. And then the lawyers, all of us, myself, Ramsey Clark, Abdeen Jabara, we all were asked to sign on that we were aware that he was under those and that we would abide by them. But it was our thinking, well, of course, these prison regulations cannot interfere with the legal work. And so as a result, we did what we thought we had to do for the client, that is, keeping him advised of those events and things that would influence his case and be important for him to know and understand. So they put these very harsh regulations. One of them included the media. And of course, what I did was I made a press release, just as we had been doing for the last 4 years. And it was only after September 11th that this act, which had been done in 2000, suddenly became actionable in the government's eyes. I always like to talk about, you know, there's moving the line. You know, they talk about I crossed the line, but they moved the line after September 11th. And then they moved it again, of course, to get this conviction by bringing in all sorts of extraneous but very prejudicial things.
Prejudicial, like a videotape of the notorious Osama bin Laden being shown to the New York jury. With such tactics as these, we should be surprised that we were surprised that she, Yusri, and Sattar were convicted. Stewart, Yusri, and Sattar are planning vigorous appeals, and Stewart has been supported by groups such as the National Lawyers Guild, the National Conference of Black Lawyers, and the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers. Some of the more tony and wealthy law firms have been somewhat slower to support Stewart, but even conservatives like Judge Andrew Napolitano in a New York Times op-ed piece called the convictions a, quote, perverse victory in the Justice Department's assault on the Constitution, unquote. Napolitano, a frequent Fox News contributor, wrote, in the good old days, only Congress could write federal criminal laws. After 9/11, however, the Attorney General was allowed to do so. Where in the Constitution does it allow that? Well said. But to paraphrase Tina Turner, what's the Constitution got to do with it? The law is an instrument of politics and power. Len Stewart transgressed politically, not legally, and the trial was but a formality. The Constitution, like the Declaration of Independence, is endlessly invoked, but often ignored when it comes to how courts really rule and how life is really lived. It's up to people, folks like you, to organize to make change a reality. Words on paper have never sufficed. Support Len Stewart, Mohammed Yousri, and Ahmed Abdel Sattar. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.